Haida Energy is starting to build Prince of Wales Island's next hydropower plant. But as Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports, the Southeast Alaska project needs more funding.
The Reynolds Creek Hydro Project has long been a dream of the Haida Village Native Corporation, based in Haidaberg. Project manager Corey Hildenbrand says that dream is close to becoming reality.
We are on the ground. Actually, Direct Construction is moving in with their barge. We awarded early in September. We've got about 9 or 11 weeks of work, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and we get this first phase of work done.
Reynolds Creek is about 10 miles from Haidaberg, which is about 25 miles southeast of Craig. It's being developed by Haida Energy, a joint venture of the Haida Corporation and APT, the Alaska Power and Telephone Company. Its powerhouse and small dam will feed electricity into Prince of Wales Island's grid, eliminating the use of high-cost diesel generators. Hildenbrand, speaking at the Rural Alaska Energy Conference in Juneau, says there's a long list of projects for this fall.
Repairing the roads, building the road into the powerhouse site, building the road into the dam site so we can do our geotech investigations, confirm what we have for foundation conditions. We have AP&T has also started construction of the transmission line from Haidaberg out towards Deer Bay. The turbine generator is very close to being on order, and then we're moving into final design based on our geotech work this fall.
The project's power is expected to cost 11 or 12 cents a kilowatt hour. Its overall cost is estimated at $28 million, paid for by a mix of grants, loans, and backing from its developers. Alvin Edenshaw of the Haida Corporation says that's more than they have.
Along the way, since the 2000 and 2006, the cost has gone up, so we've gone back to the state, and we are in the process right now with the Alaska Energy Authority and ADA to develop another $9 million loan to bring our project online.
Haida Energy is also looking for ways to save money. One approach is to change its Fish and Game Department permit. It requires what's called a rotating drum fish screen to keep grayling out of the turbine. Hildenbrand says the fish were stocked and are not native to the area.
So we're looking to mitigate that cost of that fish screen and the potential operational problems with some off-site mitigation funds for the project so they can go ahead and perhaps in Heidelberg enhance some of the fishery streams that have been damaged over the history.
He says the screen costs about $750,000. Developers hope to have the hydro project complete and producing electricity in 2014. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.